It's looking more likely the coalition will be able to form government. It's currently predicted to win at least 74 seats, and today independent Bob Katter has said he will back a coalition government. While we may not know the result until at least tomorrow, we do know that Labor candidate Lindy Burney has made history this federal election, becoming the first Aboriginal woman to be elected to the House of Representatives. Ms Burney won the seat of Barton in Sydney's inner south from Liberal MP Nicholas Vavaris on Saturday night. Her election came at a fitting time, just ahead of NAIDOC Week, which is running until this Sunday to celebrate the history, culture and achievements of Indigenous Australians. The Wire's Lucy Robinson asked Ms Burney how it felt to achieve such a significant milestone.
I'm just so overwhelmed by how happy this has made so many thousands and thousands of people, how proud it's made people. I just feel extraordinarily blessed. I was the first Aboriginal person in the New South Wales Parliament, and that was 13 years ago, so the sense of responsibility is a very large one on two levels. A, because of my Aboriginality, but also I take being a Member of Parliament and representing a local constituency very, very seriously. And for a Member of Parliament, whether you're Aboriginal or any other, from any other cultural group, your first responsibility is to the electorate that you represent. But obviously the messages from the Aboriginal community all over Australia has just been amazing. People are proud, people are happy, and I feel a great sense of responsibility in that context.
You've had a whole range of life experiences. You started out as a teacher and you've worked for the United Nations, as well as serving in government as the former New South Wales Deputy Labor Leader and Shadow Minister for Education and Aboriginal Affairs. How do you think these experiences have shaped your approach to politics?
They have shaped me in the sense of understanding that political representation is important. You don't do it for the glory, you do it for the people. I understand the workings of government, and one of the great advantages of that is that there is no mystery in going down to Canberra. Everything is just so much more large, and including the electorate. But I also know that stepping onto the federal stage is a much larger canvas, and I'm just so grateful for the support that I've received in doing it.
To contest for this federal seat of Barton, you left the very safe Labor seat of Canterbury. Why did you decide to take that risk?
It was a big risk, and one of the interesting things is when you step down in New South Wales to contest another seat, you have the right to go back to your old seat if you lose that election, and I waived that right. I didn't think it was morally appropriate that, if I didn't win Barton, that I could go back to Canterbury. Now, the reason I took that step was that, I'd been 13 years in the New South Wales Parliament. I'd served in most positions within government and within opposition. And the time was just right for me to do something else.
Now you've got the seat of Barton, what will your focus be and what issues will be your primary concerns?
Well, one of the main issues that moved people at the election in Barton was around Medicare. There's no two ways about it. And education. There is a huge multicultural community here in Barton. It's absolutely spectacular. And education is fundamental to many of the families that have come here from other countries recently and not so recently. Development and infrastructure are really big issues here in Barton, as is green space. There is not a lot of it. It's a very, very densely populated area.
What discussions do you think we need to be having once federal parliament's back up and running about recognising Indigenous Australians in the constitution?
Well, the issue that I'll be pursuing, as I think other people will, but I'll certainly have made it very clear, is constitutional recognition for Aboriginal people. I think that's absolutely crucial, and the social justice outcomes for Aboriginal people, particularly when it comes to incarceration and violence, are two things that I want to have a role in determining policy and direction. My passion has been education all my life, so hopefully I'll have some sort of involvement in policy development there. But, you know, the thing that I want to do is to be a good Member of Parliament to represent this seat well. I want to do it with grace, I want to do it with kindness, and, you know, I can be pretty combative in the chamber, so we'll see how that goes.
This week is NAIDOC Week, which is celebrating the history, the culture and the achievements of Indigenous Australians. So your election has really come at quite an appropriate time.
It has. It's been pretty special.
What have you been doing to celebrate this week? Are you getting involved in any events in your local community?
I'm glad you've asked that. So you may or may not have heard the One Nation leader make comments that our cities are being swamped by Asians, and she nominated the suburb of Hurstville as an example. And of course Hurstville is in the electorate of Barton, so I've just participated along with the local state members Chris Minns and Steve Camper in New South Wales and some other very significant people. We've just launched Stand Up for Hurstville hashtag. It's a direct response to supporting the Chinese and the Asian community in this area, and starting a social media event to send a very clear message that we're not going to be putting up with that kind of rubbish here in Barton.
Linda Burney, newly elected Labor MP for the seat of Barton, speaking with Lucy Robinson.